Hi, everyone. Welcome to another segment of Retail Refined and Market Scale Podcast coming to you from Shop Talk 2024. Right now, I have the privilege of sitting with Maju Kuduvilla, who is the CEO of Bolt. And we're going to learn a little bit more about Bolt for those who don't know, but also an exciting announcement that they made right here at Shop Talk. So, Maju, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
Yeah, so we need to get the lens from you as the CEO of Bolt. Tell the audience a little bit more about what Bolt does and kind of what it's delivering to the industry.
Yeah, so one of the things retailers are realizing now is they need to have access to all the shoppers.
Yeah.
Like with the new loyalty programs, with the advent of AI, they need to have more connection to the shoppers. And when they look at how to connect with shoppers, they look at all these different companies who has the big shopper networks. Yeah. And historically, people used to put like a button or something like that to get that access. And that's a very traditional way of doing it. And it doesn't convey the deeper experience that everyone is looking for. So what Bolt is a big network of shoppers that's available through an API for retailers. So they can provide a very personalized and enhanced shopping experience for the shoppers, starting with checkout.
Which people think that the end of the experience is checkout, but really is the beginning of the next part of the relationship.
Absolutely. I used to say this term that the future of checkout is check-in.
Okay. Yeah.
Because in some ways, Melissa, checkout is too late to recognize a shopper because you missed out all the opportunity to present them all kind of information or provide them a very personalized experience, especially with all this new technology that's available. So, I mean, it is great that we can provide an accelerated experience at checkout. And it's important, by the way, it's still a big business case.
Yeah.
But imagine if we can identify that shopper early. So we help retailers to obviously start with checkout as a problem to be solved and make it simple and increase their conversion and top line revenue. But convert those shoppers into lifetime customers so they can be recognized much early in the journey and provide a much better experience and have a lifetime customer.
So tell us a little bit, if I'm a brand or retailer, what the onboarding looks like, and can you share some of the brands and retailers that you're partnering with?
Yeah, so we tend to have a lot of retailers, but predominantly the larger enterprises tend to come for our products. More like we have, think of like Revolve or Saks Fifth or a lot of diamond brands, like a lot of luxury brands are using our products, but it sits behind the scenes. It allows merchants to maintain their experience, maintain their UX, allow them to keep their technology stack, allow them to keep their payment stack, but still have access to the shopper information. Mm-hmm. So shoppers can get a fantastic journey. And we have made it so simple that some of those big retailers were able to implement Bolt in just 3 weeks.
I mean, because that's always the competition, getting on the IT priority list.
Absolutely. You said it well, because one of the biggest problems all retailers are struggling is like everyone has a big backlog.
Yeah.
People are trying to do, there's a lot of migrations happening. And some of the retail leaders tell me that they cannot do anything for the next 6 months to 1 year because they are doing some platform migrations and all of that. But the problem, Melissa, is the industry is moving so fast.
Yeah.
Technology is evolving so fast.
For sure.
And most importantly, consumer expectation is changing.
Absolutely.
Really fast.
Yes.
Especially when you think of the Gen Zs, you know, the younger generation. I mean, they are seeing all this consumer experience when they come back to retail. If they don't have that, that's a problem. So we focused on simplifying our product. Mm-hmm. So it is something a merchant can implement just in a matter of weeks and immediately have access to a large network of shoppers. Like for us, we have 80 million plus shoppers in the US that's available. So think about a retailer with less than 3 weeks, you connect to our network and then overnight, the shoppers they have access to is 80 million in the US.
Well, I think it's pretty impressive is it's no easy feat to develop something that is B2C and B2B. Like you're creating this robust network of consumers that makes it an even stronger value proposition to your B2B clients. Have you been successful with that?
Well, we have been working at it for a long time. And I know, you know my background, I come from Amazon. I worked there a long time. So the e-commerce is something I've been working on for a long time. And it's also interesting that sometimes I feel like a lot of different companies try to solve similar problems. They look at it from either the consumer angle or from a payments angle. Very few have really looked at it from a merchant or a brand angle. Mm. So we are really focused on making sure that it's a good outcome for the merchants. Like, what do they want? Mm-hmm. How do we convert a lot of shoppers on their site? So around 80% of the shoppers drop off right at the point of checkout.
Right. They have that remorse that, like, oh, I don't know if I want to go hit that buy button.
Yeah. And the more steps you introduce there,
The more likely they are to abandon.
And on mobile, it's like more than 80%, like around 85% of the shoppers drop off at the point of checkout. So obviously it's a huge problem for retailers. Mm-hmm. And so simplifying that and solving that is important. But at the same time, a one-time shopper is not enough for especially these large consumers. Right. You are building a relationship. So loyalty matters. A lifetime customer value matters. So how do you convert that one-time shopper into a lifetime customer? You know, one of the biggest reasons why a lot of shoppers don't create an account on a merchant site?
They don't want to give information.
Passwords.
So they forget it too.
They don't want another password.
Yes.
Nobody wants to create yet another password or share a password.
Yeah.
So what we have realized is, okay, if we can remove the password from the process and make it easy, more people, in fact, we saw that some of our merchants saw a 100% increase in the number of shoppers who create accounts for them when we remove the password level friction. Batch Limitschka did a study and they saw there was a 100% increase in the account creation. And not only that, people create accounts, when they come back, they actually log in, because most of the people, even if they create an account, they forget the password when they come back.
Oh, yeah.
Or they even forget that they had an account to begin with. With our approach, we are able to recognize that shopper and log them in without even the consumer having to worry or know about it. So we really think about it from the merchant side and we obsess over every workflow and every experience. And we have been doing that for several years. And now we have been working with all these large retailers who have implemented it. And we have done case studies. So we kind of perfected it over the years.
Yeah, no, I love the story about the password, because I'm on that list. I forget. Because it's either going to use the same password for everything, which is not safe, or you forget. I'm sure you and your team, you're immersing yourself in trends and what, you know, it's getting a positive experience for the merchant, but it's only successful if it's a great experience for the customer. So outside of password, like, what are the other trends and behaviors that you're seeing that you think are good, like really good opportunities for Bolt?
Yeah. So one of the things I mentioned about is, how do we recognize that shopper early?
Yeah.
And once you recognize, what experience what you can give them? Can you personalize the experience really well? Like, if Melissa, you go into the store, can they really show a personalized experience based on all your information?
Yeah.
Now, even after buying, you think about the post-purchase experience. Like, we work on helping some of our retailers have a problem with the returns. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you simplify that return? In fact, even reduce some of the returns by planning at the minute of the sale, or even after the sale, what happens, like, you know, knowing that shopper really well, are there things you can do to, like, reduce returns process? Yeah. We are also doing social commerce. Like, more and more shoppers are discovering products outside of merchant's main site or even in the store. And there are stories about, where do they start discovering the product? Where do they continue? And where do they eventually end up buying it? Mm-hmm. They might be all in different places. Some people may actually see online, may buy at a store, or maybe they see at social media. So a lot of these omni-channels are connecting.
Right.
And it's interesting that, how can you simplify that, connect that dots, but also simplify at every touch point. Mm-hmm. So we work, for example, we partner with Google and a few others to, like, make the buying process super easy at that point of inspiration.
Yeah.
So you can search on Google, you see a product on the product listing, you see it, you can just click buy now, and then one click and buy right from there. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I get stuck with that in my Amazon cart all the time. The buy now, because I was like, I know I want it, so I don't want all the other steps. I just swipe.
That's right.
It's on its way to me.
Absolutely. Now imagine if you have that experience everywhere.
Yeah, it's a little dangerous, but it's frictionless, and that's a positive experience. There tell us a little bit about the 2020 guarantee.
So one of the things we have been, you know, as we work with the retailers, everybody wants to know how impactful this is. And originally we used to do A/B testing and we test with a lot of retailers. And we found that we are able to recognize a lot of shoppers for merchants. For example, around 40% of shoppers on most of our brands who have been with more than 6 months with us, we are able to recognize the shoppers for them. And also we will increase the conversion almost up to 50% for shoppers we recognize for them. The conversion is almost 50% high. So we want to take that outcome and put it as a guarantee out there for retailers. Okay. So we put out early this year a 2020 guarantee where we said if a retailer uses our product, we will recognize at least 20% of the shoppers on their website and give them a faster or a better experience on their site. And for those people we are recognizing, we will at least increase their conversion by another 20%.
And how long does that take? Like, how long is it, the machine learning, or, you know, how long does it take to actually get enough information so you're able to elevate that experience?
We do that overnight. And part of the reason, now it continuously get better every day. Right. So we say the measurement is better to do in 3 months.
3 months, okay.
But it immediately start getting better because you are connected to our large shopper network. Like, Bolt has the largest shopper network in the US that's available through an API for a retailer. So the fact that a merchant just with 3 weeks can connect to our shopper network just through APIs while maintaining all their experience, maintaining all their tech stack is quite fascinating.
Yeah.
And because of that access to this big network of shoppers, the recognition and conversion is instant. Mm-hmm. Now, the longer the merchant uses, obviously, it continues to make it even better.
Right. The big topics, obviously, at Shop Talk continues to be personalization. Checkout is obviously a conversation. Gen Z is a conversation, what they want out of it. I mean, the digitally native they want experience and no friction at the same time. So being able to deliver that. And one of the things that you announced just today, when this airs, it'll be after today, but is your partnership with Checkout.com. Yes. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, we are very excited about that. So to have a partner like Checkout.com who obsess over merchants, really trying to make sure that they have a end-to-end complete solution and benefit. And they realize that one of the biggest problems their customers are going through is conversion problem. Conversion is a huge issue for all retailers. So they wanted to provide the best of the breed solution, and they found that Bolt is a great partner who offer a great solution for, especially the enterprise retailers, because there isn't anyone else who offer what we offer for enterprise retailers right now in the market. So we are very excited that they chose Bolt as their exclusive one-click or accelerated checkout partner. And we announced that today, and there's a lot of work to do together to delight our customers.
Yeah. Well, that brings a much, on both sides, you're getting a bigger addressable market, which is exciting.
Yeah, and it's also, Marissa, you're starting to see a trend there, because if you look, a lot of these fintech players were trying to operate by themselves, mm-hmm. and everybody wanted to build everything. And the problem is there is so much competition, and not everybody can get good at everything. And market is getting saturated. Merchants are expecting, you know, better solutions across mm-hmm. the board. And for example, when we started building this network of shoppers, I mean, we were much smaller. Like in 2 years ago, our network was like less than 10 million shoppers. So in the last 2 years, we really accelerated the network to one by third of the US shopping population is on our network. So for a lot of this, you know, like payments companies, they look at like, okay, do they want to build a whole network all by themselves, or they would rather tap into someone who is not competing with them?
Right, because you're agnostic.
We are agnostic. So the thing, one of the main thing, it was a subtle change I made, but it's an important one in the business, and it's kind of directing to this trend, which is that we want to be an ecosystem player, mm-hmm. and we want to be agnostic. We work with every e-commerce stack out there. We work with every payment processor out there. So in that way, nobody needs to think of, us as a competition, they see us as a compliment. And so if we come together, merchants will win, shoppers will win. And there is also a few other, we haven't announced some major partnerships we have been worked behind the scenes, which will come out relatively soon. Again, what the trends, what you see is that a lot of these big fintech players are mostly coming together in areas where there is more kind of collaboration
and
versus
more synergies
where historically it was seen as more competition, but now it's more synergies because that's the only way to provide the best experience. If you work backwards from what's good for merchants and shoppers, you will realize that some of these players can come together, and especially when we are clearly defining as an agnostic player who is not competing on certain areas, that opens up the door, and we are starting to see more. Because of that, we can partner and provide better solutions. So it is a very exciting announcement for both companies.
Well, we're going to have to keep watching because obviously more announcements are going to be coming out with all of these partnerships.
Yeah.
We have a lot in the pipeline that there is to be excited about. But before we go, you know, being where you sit and all the opportunities you see, when you think two years down the road, 5 years down the road, what are you most excited about?
Well, I mean, the advancement of technology is certainly there. I mean, you cannot go through a conversation without talking about the benefits of AI.
Right.
And we look at it the same way because, you know, you think of personalization. You cannot personalize without a person.
Right.
And Bolt is building the biggest shopper network, which is the identity of the shopper or the person itself. So and in a very decentralized way. So how do we kind of use the power of AI and bring a level of personalization for e-commerce? I think that's going to happen for sure. The second thing is omnichannel. I think that, you know, pandemic accelerated e-commerce, but then after that, a lot of people started going back to physical store because physical store experience is still actually superior in some ways.
Yeah.
And then there is a social commerce emerging out. And again, it hasn't been successful, but emerging. So how do we connect all the different dots? And we invest heavily on all of those areas to say, how do we kind of lead, you know, look around the corners? Because merchants are looking to me to say, can you innovate and help us move forward? So we are really looking forward on those areas. And I think if you look at a short-term thing, trend, which is, again, connected and in long-term ways, more and more retailers are realizing that you cannot operate without connecting with your customers at a deeper level.
Yeah. I mean, they can see right through it. They're craving it. They have so many options now.
Right.
And there was a Gen Z lunch today and one of the speakers, he said, I mean, I know I give my information out. It's like, if I'm going to exist in this world, it's going to happen. So the expectation is that I'm going to get more personalized service because I know that I've provided you all this information.
Yeah. And on personalization, this is one side. And the other side is every dollar you spend, you are almost making a statement.
Mm-hmm.
So now it matters to you where that dollar is going. Who is this company and what are they doing? And is that aligned with what I want to do? So there is a level of expectation on personalization, but an expectation of also knowing a lot more about the brand, about the company and their long-term plans, their care. So you will see a lot more like loyalty side. And that's a storytelling on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about all the different pieces I said, like the AI, personalization, omnichannel, tracking shoppers across different things so they can have a unified experience, or really connecting with the shopper at an individual level so you can tell the story. At the foundation of all of that is knowing the shopper.
Absolutely.
And having a connection with that shopper, which is why we have been building one of the largest network of shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
And make it available through an API. So every merchant, I worked at Amazon and it was great. We had this Prime Shopper Network, which is just the, you know, a core pillar of Amazon. But now everyone can have access to a network like that. And while maintaining all your experience, while maintaining all your technology stack, and while converting every one-time shopper into a lifetime shopper. And that's going to unlock a lot of things that will make e-commerce and overall commerce a lot more fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Such early innings of it, but it's true. It's going to be learnings built upon learnings, which is going to make the experience even better. So we have a lot to follow you for. thank you so much for taking the time, especially the day you made this announcement here at Shop Talk. Again, this is Maju. He is the CEO of Bolt. Follow him on LinkedIn or follow the company bolt.com as well, because I think you're just, while you've achieved so much, still in early innings of all the things you're going to achieve in the years to come.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right.